So I ask, please, Robin Curtis to come forward. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome.
Can you hear me? Is that picking up?
Just pull the microphone a little bit closer to you.
Is that better?
Yep, that's better. Thank you.
Okay. Right. My name is Robin Curtis. I live at 55C Pars Road, which is at the railway line end, very close to railway line. And I speak to you today on behalf of my husband and my two teenage boys in our household. We've lived at the property for 5 years, and we love the closeness to town, to Fielding, the peace and quiet of living in the country. I'm here today because I feel very strongly against the proposed freight hub and the impact on our personal lives. It actually leaves a huge knot in my stomach. It upsets me that it has been in the planning stages for 2 years already, and it was all hush-hush. No one knew about it in our community until the public meeting that was in the beginning of 2020. KiwiRail stood up in front of the community of people who came to that meeting and saying that there was 4 proposed sites and that they hadn't yet decided upon which site, you know, they wanted to put the hub. I actually questioned, as there was time for questioning, them and said, are you having public meetings in other places? And to which they said no. And that clearly said that they had indeed already made their decision, even though they were adamant they hadn't, and it was so blatantly obvious. And I felt it was very patronising too, the way that they presented that meeting to us. It was so obvious because of the site plans and all the work that they had put into that. Interesting enough, a conversation with our neighbour after that, she mentioned to me that she'd been speaking to someone at the Palmerston North City Council towards the end of the year of 2019, and he made a comment slip and said, oh, you live out by the new KiwiRail hub site. And she had no idea what he was talking about, but it was obvious that the PNCC staff knew about it as well, and of course we were the last to know about it. So as I mentioned, we live on Pars Road, which is a lovely small country lane. It runs parallel with Cleverley Line, and it joins onto Snagsby's Line, which is right on the current railway site there. So we are a stone's throw away from the proposed site. So I believe from looking at the map that we are on the northern end of the entry and the exit site to the hub, so the train noise will be quite significant because they will be gathering speed at that point. Look, we've lived there for 5 years, and in that time we have invested a lot in our property by way of improvements. And to give an example, we've spent $22,000 on concrete, and we've built a 3-bay shed that is to have a hoist put on it. We have electric gates on the property, and all of these are, you know, a huge investment. And what concerns us, you know, in a normal market, that would add value to our property, but there's just no knowing what, you know, that the rail hub will do to the values of our property, and, you know, this could, you know, really jeopardise and devalue our property. We moved out to the country for 2 reasons, for space and quietness. We previously had lived in Milton, right next to the airport runway, the northern end of it. Initially, the planes were fun to watch, but at night time, it was a different story. The freight planes were a constant noise, and the forklift beeping noise made it very difficult to get to sleep. When everything at night is stopped and is still, you know, the noise around you is more annoying and persistent and a lot more apparent. The airport freight depot was about 1 kilometre away from us, but the noise travelled so much at night. Which leads me, to say how concerned I am about the 24/7 noise coming from the rail hub and the impact that will have on our sleep. I personally struggle to get to sleep. I always have, even from a child. And I can easily see midnight or 1 o'clock if I'm having a particularly bad night. It's just me. But having that constant noise and something going in the background is certainly of huge concern for myself, and I just really am struggling and going, I don't see that I have to wear noise-cancelling little earplugs or something like that in my own home. My husband is also a very light sleeper, and in a noise from an industrial site, just one paddock away, literally, will have a huge impact on the quality of his sleep too. We were here first. I feel that we love the, is how I feel about it, sorry. We love the peace and quiet. I just want you to have a think about where you live and how you would feel about a huge, massive industrial site that's going to be running 24/7 built just over your back fence. Other things I'm concerned about is the pollution and changes to the roading. It all seems to be so up in the air. It will cut us off from our current access into town. You know, we're just not nobody. We're not some little village and hillbiddies. We are professionals. We have good jobs. We lead good lives, and we enjoy our country lifestyle. And, yeah, that's all I want to say.
Thank you, Ms. Curtis. I'll just ask if any questions. We'll start with Judith.
Good morning, Ms. Curtis. Thank you for coming in today. I do have one question. Do you find that your sleep is disturbed by trains passing in the night at present?
No. Because there's not as many. There are some, given, yes, that there are some there, but it's not significantly bothersome.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Curtis, thank you very much for coming in this morning to present your submissions. The concerns you raise, of course, are concerns that are widely shared amongst those in the community who are most closely affected by this proposal. So I do understand the nature of the concerns that you're raising. So in that sense, I don't have any questions for you because your submission has been sufficiently clear. Thank you very much.
And Gina.
Good morning, Ms. Curtis. Thank you for coming in today. It's all a bit of a different experience for us in terms of doing a hearing by Zoom. I'm not sure if you've had the opportunity, but KiwiRail have offered a series of conditions of consent should this notice be confirmed. One of those conditions includes the offer of putting in noise attenuation measures into people's houses if they would be affected by construction noise, for example. Does that assist at all in addressing your concerns?
And it's not, the construction's not, well, that would be a concern. It's the fact that the site is going to be there. That's not, you know, the construction will finish and go away, but the site won't.
No, the certainly the construction would go away, but should your property be treated with attenuation measures, those obviously wouldn't be taken away and they would remain.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard about that, no.
Okay.
What do you know what they are? Could you?
They haven't. They haven't specifically told us what they are, but it could be things such as double glazing, for instance.
Yeah.
No other questions from me. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I've got a question.
Mm-hmm.
So your property is one of a number down served by a right-of-way?
Correct.
Is that correct? And is that sort of a cluster that was developed quite recently? Was it a sort of nodal area, or has that land development been around for quite a while.
I don't know the exact... Oh, yes, I do. Well, our house is approximately 15 years old.
Okay. And so what's the size of the site?
Our property?
Yeah.
Is 1 acre.
1 acre. And what's the topography there? Is it... are you down below? Because it's quite... on that area, there's lots of terraces and gullies.
Not at the end that we are, at the railway end.
So you're elevated?
Not elevated, but quite flat, yeah.
Right. And is there any trees or things around the perimeter, or is it quite open?
Oh, there's a few trees, yeah, just normal, not like big macrocarpa hedges or anything.
No.
Which we're considering putting in.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's ugly. We don't really want to do it, but
we're
going to have to do something.
And so one of the plans that we've been given is a noise modelling plan, which shows the extent of the noise boundaries according to level, so 55 to 65 and 65 to 75 and so forth. And I'm just checking whether your site is in the 50 to 55.
What's those measurements?
So the noise expert for KiwiRail has done a model of the likely noise shadow with the reduction in noise that they're proposing, the attenuation through acoustic bunding and fencing. Have you seen that noise modelling?
No.
No. So it seems to me that you're in the 50 to 55 shadow, and I just wanted to check whether that's right. So do you think if I showed you a plan you would be able to identify your property on it? So to orientate you, you're at the top of the page about halfway along, is to the, from the left, sorry, from the right. No, left, yeah.
Is that Bunnythorpe there?
Yeah, that's right. And I think you can see a spider of driveways in your locality, and your one seems to be at the edge of the boundary, perhaps.
Is that, where's Cleverly lined?
So to assist you, there's also a map, if I just have that back. Yes, that will help.
Oh, so Stone Creek Road, Chris. All right, okay. Yeah, we're in here somewhere.
Yeah. Can you just draw that on there? Just draw a circle.
Think. Can I check? Oh, hang on a minute. It's very hard to see. Yeah, it must be. Yeah, I think we're... Oh, so we're down in here. Yeah, that's our house there.
Yeah, so you are just on the edges, I thought. And so your property has some trees to the north, some quite large cluster of trees to the north.
Pathetic willow trees.
Pathetic, oh, okay, so they can see those. And then you've got quite light boundary planting on the southern boundary. All right. And in terms of line of sight, can you see over to this area where the proposed development is?
At some points from our property, yes. Not out our front view, but yes, from out the side.
Right.
And see the railway line where it is now, and then over. Mm.
And your sheds to the south of the house? So do they come off the driveway on the right as you come in, or...?
There's several sheds. So there's one in the house, and then there's one to the right, and another one to the right. So yes, so as you could say, that's the south. Mm.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. I didn't get a chance to go down that, so I just wanted to get a sense of the layout of your property.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's helpful. Thank you very much. Mm. Appreciate it.